The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, we've all heard of Meals on Wheels, but what about Drinks on Wheels? After trying to sell his caravan in vain, John Walsh converted the caravan into a bar, and it's now a business. John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And you join us from our Galway studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Not at all, John. Where did the idea come from?
I suppose I have the idea in my head for the last 3 or 4 years. As you said, we bought the caravan in 2013. We went to Electric Picnic and tried to sell the caravan when it came back, but couldn't get rid of it. So we kind of used it as a team building project then, early last year, for my prime company is Clinical Cabinets. And we design and manufacture laboratory and workspace furniture. So we used it on a kind of a wind down after the week on a Friday afternoon. Myself and the guys and Claire, our designer, would get involved in it, and we'd spend a couple hours every week on it. So it kind of stemmed from that.
And tell me, what were you looking for at Electric Picnic for the caravan?
Well, we bought it on done deal for, I think, about 700 or 800 euros. I was hoping to get about 500 when we get back, but
no takers.
It didn't.
No takers whatsoever. No. Yeah, describe it for us exactly, the caravan, baravan, we call it.
From the outside, it looks like a traditional Irish cottage. You've got the whitewashed walls. You've got a natural slate roof. You've got a half door on it. The inside, it's like stepping back in time, I suppose, that of an old Irish pub. You've got the old-fashioned wallpaper. Floor and seating is all distressed and aged. The bar counter and the back bar, it's fully functional. It's got a beer cooler, barley gas, and the taps for a keg. And there's a complete sound system and electric stove fire in it.
So it's well-equipped.
It is, yeah. You've got all the old memorabilia on the walls as well, the old mirrors and pictures and that kind of stuff.
And was it an ambition of yours to go into the pub business, Sammy?
It probably was in my earlier years, yeah. But this was something that I always wanted to do. I kind of have maybe a creative streak, I suppose, and it's nice to be able to work on something that you enjoy doing, you know.
Have you invested a lot of money in it then, into its conversion into a baravan, we're going to call it, I think?
Yeah, at the minute it stands about 18 or 19,000 euros. There's a lot of work gone into it.
You spent on doing up the caravan?
Yeah, there's a lot of work gone into it. A lot of labour hours and a lot of just gathering all the memorabilia at antique shows, and that was quite costly.
So it's more than 20 times you paid for the caravan you spent on it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Are you crackers? Anyway, John, you're doing it because you reckon there's a business here. Just explain how your business would operate.
Well, I suppose when we started early last year, we had a lot of clients coming into for the Clinical Cabinets business, and showed a lot of interest in it. And the more we got involved in it, the more effort we put into it and the more work, and the better it seemed to turn out. So already we have had 3 rentals in the last 2 months in it. We have 4 weddings booked for this year. We have 3 private parties booked for it. And we have an order for the States.
So you're well in the process of getting the money back?
Yeah, I'd hope so. It'll probably take a year or two, but yeah, we're on the road.
And tell me, when it's been used for a wedding, what's the idea?
It'd be used for the afters of a wedding, and there's an inquiry that if they're hoping to use it on the day of the wedding as well. It depends how that works with the hotel.
So just use it, put it in the grounds of the hotel, in other words.
Set it up in the grounds, yeah, and you have your fully functional bar there. The windows kind of fold down as well, so you can put stools outside, and you can have a crowd inside and a crowd outside.
And do you supply the kegs, or is that up to the people getting married?
We can supply the kegs, yeah. Spirits, usually the last couple of rentals we had, that they'd go to the local supermarket or to an off-license and pick up the spirits themselves.
And equip it,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it must be a big attraction, John. You must be delighted.
Yeah, it has taken off really now the last couple of weeks.
And much if I wanted to get it here, we have a very big studio actually here in Studio 10. If I wanted to put the caravan in here, how much would it set me back?
If you were to rent it for a day and a night, cost started about 750 euros.
For the day and night?
For a day and night, yeah.
I see. And so you need a few bob. If you're getting married, you need a few extra bob to pay for this.
Well, you do, but I suppose the way I look at it is, if you're renting a classy car for 2 or 3 hours for a photo shoot, you're going to be paying 300-500 euros for it. So
yeah,
it's not a whole lot for 24 hours
in
your own bar.
That's true. It certainly isn't, John. And you have plans to expand?
Plans to expand, yeah. I suppose the big one would be to create maybe employment, hope to take maybe one or two people on. The big thing is to try and manufacture between 6 and 8 units this year and ship them abroad. We've have inquiries from Australia, a couple of inquiries from the UK, and we've actually got a second inquiry from the States over the weekend.
So it's looking good.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, and is it taking up most of your time now, or do you still have time for the day job?
No, clinical cabinets is the main runner at the minute. But yeah, I put most of my weekends into this, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say you're fairly well preoccupied with it. And I note that you've already been at a christening.
Yeah, we've headed out to a christening, headed out to a 75th birthday, headed out to an IT company in Galway, a launch, or their Christmas party. And there's a local band, The Amazing Apples. They're looking to take it and shoot a video from it for their first or one of their singles.
Great stuff. And how long does it take, actually, to build one?
To manufacture from scratch, about 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of work in it.
Yeah. So so every time you do a conversion, you're talking about something in the ballpark of 18 or 19 grand.
You would, yeah, at least. It cost 18 grand for this one because I suppose we bought the caravan for 600 or 700 euros. But the next one will be building it from a complete new chassis, proper steel frame, the whole lot. So it'll probably be a little more costly.
Yeah, yeah. Bring that to America, you'll make a bomb, says Rachel.
That's the plan, yeah.
to make a bomb. And have you had inquiries, as you say, from abroad?
Yeah, we have one starting it in about 4 weeks' time. We'll be shipping it the first or second week in April. There's a lady over there in the bar trade, the bar industry. She's looking to take it on.
Whereabouts?
Boston.
I see. And shipping it and all that, is that an expensive business?
We've got a quote for about 4,000 or 4,500 to ship it. It'll be going into a 40-foot container. It'll be going in 2 sections. So it'll be assembled then when it gets to the States.
And will you provide someone to assemble it?
Yeah, I have a guy on the ground over there.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And all the raw materials put into it, that provides business for other people as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
That's great. That's great indeed, John. Well, listen, the best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
And you can actually see a picture of the Baravan, as we're calling it. It's on our website, rte.ie/ John Murray. So, John Walsh, good luck with business, and we hope it takes off.
Thanks a million.
Cheers. Talk to you, John. That's John Walsh there with that wonderful new idea of the Baravan.